with October 22nd, and we're at Gonzalo Martinez's Candlelight Vigil here in Downey at the Downey Police Department, and Reverend Byrd is going to be speaking about the situation of police brutality and killings in the community. How are you today?
I'm excellent, thank you.
Great.
Glad to be here, to be in solidarity with the family and the other members of the community who are here to express their outrage at the continuing murders by the police department. This one that happened several years ago, and it's winding its way very slowly through the courts, but it's at every turn it seems that the police evade responsibility through the systematic warfare that's being waged against families with very little resources to continue the struggle. But as always, people, community, don't forget, and ultimately the people will win this one too, because families don't forget their loved ones. And just recently the courts offered a $200 settlement that reminds me here of the army officers in Iraq paying $100 for the loss of a child, which is just totally ridiculous.
Isn't that cheap?
Yeah, it's just totally insane that that they would even put a monetary value rather than seeking justice. Justice is what this family desires. Justice is what this community requires. As a teacher and a spiritual leader and an African way of being, the word would be Ma'at. That's M-A-A-T. And it represents truth, justice, righteousness, order, balance, reciprocity, and harmony. That's what this family wants. Justice for their child. Justice for all the rest of the young men, mostly black and brown, who are murdered by the police every year in this country. It just even surprises me that there is such a hue and cry about the brutality happening in Iraq right now in the prisons when it's an everyday affair.
It's right here.
Right here in Downey. We don't have to go any further than that. We don't have to go overseas to Guantanamo Bay. I shudder to think what's happening there at this very moment, where the cameras can't get in. But right here in Downey, right here in Los Angeles, this systematic brutality, murder, and evil continue to be prosecuted against innocent people on the streets and in these jail cells. And so we're here to support this family and to make a community statement on behalf of all of those who are subject to brutality and the repression and the criminalization of a generation.
Reverend Byrd, does this family have any hope as it winds its way through the court system? Do you think there will be justice for Gonzalo?
Justice moves very slowly. And fortunately for me, I have, from a spiritual standpoint, I know that justice will be done, as slowly as it might run. But yes, justice will be done. It's like how we find out 30 years later, 20 years later. In the meantime, in spite of the evil of the system, ultimately, it has to go too.
Yes.
Ultimately.
That's true.
The truth will out. And those who commit the evil, they have a midnight hour that they must face that when none of us are around. And whether it's extracted by the courts or whether it's extracted by life, justice will be done. In the meantime, the family and the friends and the neighbors and the community,
they just can't give up.
They don't give up.
Yeah.
And it gives them an opportunity to be empowered. And what happens is before that next policeman gets ready to empty his gun into somebody's child, they will stop and think about Gonzalo Martinez. Mm-hmm. And it might cause them to pause 1 second when they realize that somebody is going to be on them. Mm-hmm. And it might save one other child's life, this effort that we're about here tonight.
Yeah, yeah. And do you know how often this occurs, the candlelight vigil?
I really don't know how often, yeah. No. But this is a family that will not be bought off,
yeah.
And they will not let it in because it's a senseless murder. You know, they are... There's a clear, it's a clear evidence that's on tape that he had his hands up in the air very clearly, no weapons, mm-hmm. and he was gunned down.
Incredible.
Gunned down. It's very clear. The photos are there, you know, but as we know, in an evil society, it makes no difference about truth. It makes no difference about justice. It only matters to those in power that they maintain their power and their control. Mm-hmm. But justice will be done.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the people here, it seems like everyone... I've never met Gonzalo, but it seems like he had such a close-knit family and friends. That justice and truth is happening outside this building, and I think that through their power, one of these days, it's going to happen inside this police department
building. It must.
Yeah.
It will. It has to. That's the way the law works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we're talking about
the spiritual
higher law. Yes,
I agree. The spiritual law.
I agree. There is
a
time.
And it supersedes all the other laws. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, you maintain an idea, and then it must make itself known mm-hmm. in the world. Mm-hmm. And it will.
Yes. Well, thanks very much.
You're sure welcome.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for the great work of the independent media.
Hey, thank you very much.
Yes.